That is your attitude. I was watching, anybody seen Facing the Giants, that movie? I finally watched that last Sunday afternoon. Cried like a schoolgirl probably three times. That was a good movie. In that movie, he said this. He said to one of his football players, he said, hey, now, buddy, your attitude is the fragrance of your character, I think is how he put it. That's a good thought. Your attitude is the fragrance of your character. It's the outward expression of what you believe and what you feel. So in other words, if you really need to deal with your attitude, you've got to deal with what you believe and what you feel. You can't deal with your attitude without dealing with that. A bad attitude is the result of believing wrong things and feeling. Neil Anderson puts it this way. He said, if what you believe is not truth, then what you feel is not reality. Say that again. If what you believe is not truth, then what you feel is not reality. So if you believe wrong things, you're going to feel wrong things, and you're going to express, you're going to live out that wrong view of life, and you're going to have what's known as a bad attitude. And Paul here tells us, you think, well, you know, that's a minor thing. No, it isn't. That is the hinge upon which life transformation swings. You can put off the old man. You can deny, I'm not going to do that anymore. I'm going to try to be good. And it ain't going to work unless you get that middle step of being made new in the attitude of your mind. It's not just about saying no and trying to do right. It's about being made new in the attitude of your mind. Your behavior flows out of your belief. And so we've got to deal with those beliefs. And what makes this even more complicated, I've wondered, God, why did you make us so complex? You know, I hear some preachers preach and I think, man, if life was that simple. To make it more complicated, it's not just your beliefs, but we have this emotional thing going on. And another piece of that, and that's why we're so big on Christ's life and Seven Steps to Freedom and Sozo Runner, because your emotion can exert undue influence on your decision-making process when you are walking wounded. When you have wounds, those wounds can exert influence on your behavior. For instance, if as a child you've had very bad experiences with male authority, then anytime you get around male authority, all of a sudden this panic button is hit and these emotions begin to rise. And you have wrong beliefs about that, you have wrong emotions coming, and you can do right, but it makes it a whole lot harder, doesn't it? Not to run out of the room, or rebel, or whatever, you know, act wigged out around male authority. It's hard to submit when you have those issues. And so what we've got to be about renewing our mind, going after those things, and dealing with those emotional wounds. We cannot let those things lie. Matter of fact, one of the other four verses in the New Testament that deals with the word attitude addresses that very issue. 1 Peter chapter 4. And in there, we've talked about it before, Peter says this, Jesus suffered in his body. Arm yourselves also with the same attitude. What's he saying? He's saying that Jesus had an emotional, mental stance towards life that said, you know what, I'm willing to embrace pain. I'm willing to feel pain. He said, arm yourself with that attitude. That attitude that's willing to face pain, especially the pain from your past. The attitude that is willing to do that, he says, is an armor of defense. That's the language Peter used. He said, arm yourself with that attitude. And then he goes on and makes this astounding statement. Because he who has suffered in his body is done with sin. There you go, guys, up there, Teen Challenge guys. I just gave you the key to overcoming every addiction you ever had. Because all of addiction, all of sin, is flight from pain. You're trying to escape something. And if you will get the mindset that I am willing to face the pain in my life, and I'll tell you, where the rubber really meets the road is when you get out of Teen Challenge. You guys are talking about anxiety tonight. Man, I used to be just a bundle of anxiety, and so I would drink a lot. I'd get drunk, and I wouldn't feel anxious at all. It was life of the obnoxious, drool on you, know, kind of. I was just obnoxious, okay? But I drank to do away with those feelings of anxiety. I got out of Teen Challenge, and I remember sitting in Teen Challenge one time in Sunday school, and I told the Lord, God, this is great. I'm going to heaven, but I'll be a mute till I get there. I am so bound up with anxiety. I would just sit